A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad you're listening. KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A newly released police report from Moab shows an argument between Gabby Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundrie a few days before she was last seen. The two had reportedly gotten physical, but the responding officer didn't think there was a domestic assault. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, one person is dead after an accident while moving an MRI machine at the University of Utah Hospital this afternoon. We're going to go in depth in 2 minutes. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
So far, so good on I-15 as you're traveling between Bountiful and Bluffdale, as well as on I-15 in Utah County. But for Davis County drivers, your drive already filling in and slowing down northbound, leaving Layton, traveling through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On Sunshine 87, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're already at 88 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden at the White House this next hour will appear virtually with Australia's and UK's prime ministers. The leaders expected to outline a new national security initiative. The longtime allies forging a trilateral agreement to share nuclear-powered submarine technology with Australia.
U.S. national security analysts say this is a big deal. The U.S. offering Australia nuclear submarine technology will give that country attack boats that China must deal with in its military planning. The U.S. has only shared nuclear sub-technology once before with Great Britain more than 60 years ago, the White House emphasizing that this is for a nuclear-powered submarine, not a nuclear weapon.
ABC's Andy Field. A new book detailing the final days of the Trump presidency after the election, called Peril, details claims the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, secretly reached out to the top general in China over concerns former President Trump might launch a military strike after losing the election. Today, President Biden didn't say whether he knew of the book's claims, but told ABC's Cecilia Vega.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
A former top Pentagon official tells ABC News that phone call was not secret. Elite gymnasts testifying today in front of senators in their own words about the sexual abuse they suffered by USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. The Senate committee reviewing the FBI's handling, Simone Biles made an emotional plea along with Allie Reisman, Maggie Nichols and Michaela Maroney for others in their sport and the FBI to be held accountable.
USA Gymnastics, in concert with the FBI and the Olympic Committee, were working together to conceal that Larry Nassar was a predator.
I reported my abuse to USA Gymnastics over 6 years ago. And still,
to be clear, I blame Larry Nassar. And I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. One person was killed today when the U of U Hospital, University of Utah Hospital, moved a big, bulky MRI machine between floors. Another person was also injured during the incident. Allison Flynn Gaffney with U Health says OSHA and the fire department are investigating the incident.
Our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with the family, first and foremost, that have been impacted by this tragedy. And also with our teams that have come in, right? Folks go away from events. Our teams go in to make sure that there were no other injuries and no other casualties. And my heart, as you know, our teams have been through a lot the past 19 months. And we are taking this very seriously. We are an academic medical center, a learning organization at our core. We will review all processes, all procedures, all policies. To improve upon what happened today. We do this all the time, and we do it very well, and today was an unfortunate accident.
Flynn Gaffney says the hospital had been planning to move the machine from the fourth floor of the building to the first for years and had multiple safety plans in effect. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 3:19. Now, a check on traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
It is an easy drive on I-15 both directions between downtown Salt Lake City and the Point of the Mountain. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are crash-free and delay-free, as well as I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Spotty slowdowns filling in on southbound Foothill Drive right now between 13th and 21st South. And already seeing slowdowns on northbound I-15 in Davis County from Antelope Drive up to 700 South into Clearfield. What a great deal. Transfer the balance of your current credit card to Hercules Credit Union and get 0% interest for the first 6 months, plus 1% cash balance on the transferred balance. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
There's a bit of a change in the weather coming. Let's check the 7-day forecast. And here's Grant Wayman.
High's going to be warming up, 87 or so today, and lots of sunshine. Really the same the next couple of days, 86 tomorrow, 85 Friday. More sunshine on Saturday. We're going to get up to 84 degrees. Now it's going to cool down on Sunday as the winds pick up, 79 and partly cloudy. And then on Monday, here comes the storm. It looks like it could deliver some rain showers, possible mountain snow. And the temperature is holding in the high 60s Monday. Tuesday, more of the same, up 60s, partly cloudy, and a chilly morning on that Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
So if you like the heat, enjoy the next 4 days. It's 88 degrees in Salt Lake City, 321 at KSL.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says...
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Ready to party like it's 1999? Get any new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for only $99 a month for the first 3 months. You'll be the life of the party in any of our five SUVs. The safe, stylish 7-seater Atlas supports large families comfortably on everything from road trips to carpool duty. The ID4 electric vehicle is ideal for the cutting-edge driver who wants a car as smart as they are. Do you want the power and size of an Atlas, but not so many seats? That's what the Atlas Cross Sport is for. Are you a perfect mix of responsibility and thrill-seeking? Well, so is the Tiguan. And our Taos has the tech of an upscale SUV, but the price point for a first-time buyer. Upgrade today and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and damage. With five SUVs to choose from, our MSRP vehicle exchange, and $99 payments, there's no reason to wait. Party like it's 1999 at Volkswagen Southtown. Get to vwsouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen. I can't. Volkswagen dealer at vwsouthtown.com.
We're live with Utah's 2021 Best of State winner, Black Diamond Experts. How you feeling, champ?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for electrical. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for plumbing. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for HVAC services. We won for all three services this year.
And this isn't the first time you've won Utah's Best of State award.
That's a fact, Jack. We won 7 Utah Best of State awards over the last 4 years, brother. We're winning because we're giving Utah award-winning service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You're the champ when you have Black Diamond Experts in your corner.
Strong words from the undisputed king of Utah's home service industry, Black Diamond Experts. Call them today at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Schedule online at bdexperts.com.
From director Clint Eastwood.
I used to be a cowboy
a long time ago.
I kind of went on a rampage being crazy. This macho thing is overrated. It's like anything else in life. You think you got all the answers, and you realize you don't have any of them.
But I'm trying to change all that. Get my life back.
Clint Eastwood, Cry Macho, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters everywhere and streaming on HBO Max Friday.
Zeus here.
Sorry about that. Zeus here. God of thunder, inventor of fire. My resume is awesome. Look, fire is one of my most epic creations, but it doesn't belong on the road. And trailer chains can spark a wildfire if you let them drag. So just make sure your trailer chains are all tightened up. Otherwise, you will be on the highway to Hades. Know what I mean? Tighten up loose trailer chains. Use your fire sense.
Where is Utah going with the death penalty?
Pretending that the death penalty will somehow curb crime is simply a lie.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill was flanked by the Summit County and Utah County attorneys.
It is an irreversible sentence within an imperfect criminal justice system.
They support upcoming legislation that replaces the death penalty.
Prosecutors are speaking out. Victims' families are left in between. And the future is unclear. This week, we're updating
the Utah death penalty
on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. It's the start of Halloween season. Nightmare on 13th in Salt Lake City will be opening for the season starting Friday. The haunted house will stay open through the end of October. KSL drives flat tires. Might be a thing of the past. Michelin's airless tires just hit the public streets for the first time. You could be able to buy your own set by 2024. You'll be able to unlock your door with your iPhone starting September 20th, once Apple releases iOS 15. But you'll need an electronic lock on the door. Some new cars are equipped for this Apple Key system. Good day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 236 points. The S&P was up 37. The NASDAQ gained 123. KSL News Time 325. If you want one of the just-announced Apple gizmos, you might have to wait.
The new Apple Watch has a bigger screen so you can see things more easily, but it might be a while before you see it on your wrist. Andrew Martnick is the editor-in-chief of Digital Trends.
It's a 0.2-inch larger screen, but, you know, when you're looking at something on your wrist, it makes a big difference.
But as 9 to 5 Max Chance Miller explains, there was one thing missing from the Series 7 presentation this week.
We don't have an actual release date yet. They just said available sometime this fall, which there had been some reports of some production problems.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.